Joshua here, joined by Paul. Woo!
Woo! Josh, can I ask you one thing?
Yeah, man.
Where does the name for the show come from?
Excellence in Shipbuilding?
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't get any legal ramifications for revealing this, but it's just it's a shipping company. They use it on their mastheads of their, like, letters that they send out.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Excellence in Shipbuilding. The idea of it is when you build something, you want it to last.
That's right.
And Brisbane music, we want to build up a history of Brisbane music. So the show tries to play local stuff and go back and explore the roots of what people have been influenced by.
Okay, that's very interesting. Thanks. So it's like Brisbane music is a ship.
Yeah, pretty much. And we're trying to sail it on 4ZZZ. And I'm the captain.
You're the captain of the ship. That's fantastic.
Or at least I'm one sort of dudes. Speaking of captains, though,
yes.
You've noted on your MySpace that Bruce Springsteen is a bit of an inspiration.
Yeah.
Are you aiming for a support on his next tour?
Absolutely. That'd be amazing. No, Bruce Springsteen is definitely a massive influence because he's like, his songs are similar in some ways to other people that influence me, like Johnny Cash and Nick Cave. There's that whole aspect of working and being a real working class guy and getting fired and then losing your woman and stuff. And so I've always loved songs like that. And really, I mean, it has absolutely no relevance to my life. You know, I'm not a tree chopper down a person or anything.
A lumberjack.
Like that. A lumberjack in Nebraska or anything like that. But that's always fascinated me, that sort of thing. And yeah, it's come through in other artists as well that I like. And I think it's a great way of writing songs. Maybe it relates to some people. It doesn't really relate to me, but that doesn't bother me. But I still love writing songs like that, so that's one way he influences me. And also he's just such a he writes great songs and lots of people think he's daggy. I think he's cool.
Well, do you get upset when people only know the one song?
Of his?
Yeah, of Bruce's. I can't even remember it now, but you know the Dancing in the Dark.
Like, oh, Dancing in the Dark.
People
yeah,
normally
right.
just sort of know the one song of artists like that.
Yeah,
does that
yeah.
bother you, or you're like, ah, oh, I've got him and he's mine, so it's okay?
Yeah, not really. I have, I've only got three or so of his records, and I mean, there's some shit that he's done as well. But, I mean, he's put out so many records, it's understandable. But, no, it doesn't bother me. I understand that he was just a funny kind of guy to a lot of people in the 80s and that sort of thing, and he made that really catchy song. And that's probably why I think I covered that song, or I have covered it or something, because it's such an amazing song. And I think he has lots of good songs, but if people don't like that, that's fine with me because it's such a great song.
Cool.
You should play that later.
In
the Dark.
I'll try and find it and bust it out.
You play it on vinyl.
A bit of Springer's. Too good. We've got the final question for this interview with you, Paul. If Big Strong Brute rode a bicycle, where would he go?
That's an amazing final question. Well, if he rode a bicycle, which he doesn't often because he hasn't had one since he was a small child, he would probably go to Nebraska, which is obviously difficult to get to by a bicycle.
Definitely.
From this area of the world. But should he find a way to get there, that's where he would go. Not for any kind of social or you know, historical reasons. It's a historically interesting place, Nebraska. Never been there myself.
No, more of a spiritual thing?
More of a spiritual thing. More of a this state was mentioned in a Bruce Springsteen song kind of thing. but yeah, no. And also, I don't know if I told you this before, Josh, but Nebraska is actually my favorite word in the English language.
Oh, really?
So that's I nearly called Big Strong Brute Nebraska.
Nebraska.
And it's a word that I'm saving for that one musical project that is going to take over the world that I will eventually create.
So like an album or something, yeah.
So when something feels right, you'll know because it'll be called Nebraska.
Nebraska. Well, yeah. Thanks so much to Paul from Big Strong Brute for coming in.
No worries. Thank you for having me on this amazingly impressive show that you run here.
Thank you.
It's definitely, keep up the good work because it's very good.
Cheers.
It's very well done.